Paul, a servant of Jesus, called to be, or called an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Verse 2. Which he had promised before by his prophets in a what? Holy scripture. Hope all phones are back on flight mode. Hello? Phones on flight mode, right? Thank you. I didn't say off for flight mode because we need the Greek stuffs in your phone. Okay. So, which he had promised by his prophets in the what? Holy scripture. What is Holy scripture? Hagios Graphe, right? This one is Hagios Graphe. It's not grammar. This is Hagios Graphe. It means sacred book. It's not written by mere men. It's written by men called prophets. Hagios Graphe. Written by men called prophets. Sacred there describes the source of the inspiration. Why is it holy? It's because of the source of the inspiration. Somebody can be inspired by an angel and brings out a book called the Quran. That material is unsacred. The difference between the Bible and all other books is because of the source of what? Inspiration. Say source. Say source. The Bible is a book that claims, I use the word claim because we are trying to interrogate, to be inspired by God. Not by an angel. Angels did not inspire the prophet. God did. Where did God bring the inspiration? To their hearts. I'm coming to this today. We have different supernatural books. In fact, I've read one before. Very demonically inspired. Sorry, demonically. That's a strong word. Very inspired of demons. A book that you can read and you practice demonology. I'm serious. There are some books that you can read and practice demonology. You can ask Ojut. He has the list. I've actually read one before and I actually practice. I'm not joking. I don't do it again. If you're looking at me like, yeah, that means you have something in your room. I'm talking about all those 2002, 2003, 2004. I became serious. I was a Christian then, though. No, I was not a Christian. Amen. When he just brought the book, and I was curious. When the book has no author, he has no author. Imagine when you say book has no author. That's. It's not a writer. His book is Big Gabby. That's one. The one star in the front, like I. On YouTube, no, you don't hard copy. Me, I had the hard copy. Hallelujah. I will remove you from pastor. Let's teach what I don't understand. So, inspiration is the key. I have a lady that is inspired by human rights activism, and you wrote half of a Yellow Sun, Abby. What book did this your feminist wrote? All those stuff, plenty. I'm not saying I've read something. I don't read it too much. Trust me. If I say I've read it, that means I'm not a pastor again. of what things that you read in this world. Amen. Of course, maybe a neutral book. Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. If I don't have time to read that, that's fine. Is it electronics? Is it on civil war? Awesome. Praise God. I hope that's what it is. Anyway, I'm just saying, men can be inspired by different things. But Bible has its inspiration. Not just the Bible, the prophets. Don't forget, parts of the Bible are historical. And for history, how do you write an history? You just give an honest what? Report of what you felt happened. Right? That's historical. Historical means something is happening. I don't really know. Just like a man was writing as touching for somewhere, as touching David. He said, well, it is God that moved David. It's not his fault. That's all he saw. Some people also were writing in Acts 12 that they say, well, with an angel, they didn't see the angel. They said an angel killed Herod, right? That's just what they felt happened. It's historical. It's not, doesn't mean that it's God that is inside that scribe that is writing. The writing is not sacred. But it's the inspiration. But like I was saying about Astonishing David, but another man was now writing Astonishing David in 1 Corinthians. He said, no, this one now has deeper insight. See, it is devil. It's demons. Devil, Satan. In fact, funny enough, that is the first time Satan was mentioned in the Bible. Say, it's Satan that does such jobs. Ashatan. So, what am I saying? Inspiration, not documentation. Don't forget that. And not everybody in the Bible is that inspired. The bigger part of the Bible is historical. All those, and Caleb begat Ojut, and Ojut begat Tola, and Tola begat, who has a long name here? One long name like that. Jason Loluwa. And Jason Loluwa begat what? Damilola. And Damilola begat what? Ezine. All those long names. That's not God saying, write it. No. But the prophets that spoke as touching salvation, God inspired them. We now add history around these men. So the history were also documented. This is key in Bible interpretation. So it is the prophets that were inspired, not the scribes. Who are the scribes again? Those who wrote down what the prophets are saying, right? E.g. now, don't think it is Isaiah that is writing down everything he was saying. He might have a scribe. Don't forget, that is why in those days we have sons of the prophets. People who are learning prophecy. Are you with me? Some of those guys, they are the ones in charge of documentation. It was actually in the life of David that we saw scribe, Abita the priest, someone will be the priest, someone will be the scribe. Baruch, and your brother, your other brother, I know. So we have them like that. Scribes. Second Peter 1:20. Start from part 4. I'll start narrowing down where we are going. Part 5, we now start trying to approach where we are going. 6, we now get to where we are going. 7, we will now what? She let you. Okay, 7 Peter 1 verse 20. And all will be done today by the power of God. Amen. Knowing this first. Hallelujah. Knowing this first. Say knowing this first.
Knowing this first.
Knowing, that is gignosko. G-I-N-O-S-K-O. Understand this first. Be acquainted first with this. This is the first thing. Knowing this first, that Greek word should be proton, right? P-R-O-T-O-N. Talking about, let me check if you're clear. Yeah. Proton, firstly, in order of importance and priority. First is proton. Knowing is gignosko, G-I-N-O-S-K-O, to understand. Be acquainted first with this. In the order of importance, first priority. So before you despise the Bible because of some imperfections in the Old Testament, before you despise the Bible because of some seeming contradictions, in fact, not even seeming, it's even clear, because of some imperfections in his documentation, don't forget this. Know this first. This will help you to respect the Bible. Amen. Know this first. No prophecy. No prediction. That is prophecy, yeah, right? No prediction or no prophesying. Talking about the things that are said, just like grammar. Things written. Grammar is things written. Prophecy, yeah, is things said. No prophecy. No prophecy, yeah. Of the words, of the scripture, of the words, graphe. No prophecy are in the graphe. No prophecy. That means it's not saying everybody in the graphe. Oh, don't forget, it's not everything in the graphe that are prophecy are, right? It's not everything in the graphe that are prophesying, right? We have historical. Historical are not prophesying. When devil spoke to God said that you should not eat any of the tree of garden, that is not prophecy are. That is not an inspired utterance. No prophecy, no prophesying, no inspired utterance inside the graphe, inside the scripture, is of private ideos, IDIOS, oneself is of oneself interpretation, epilosis, EPILOSIS, is of oneself explanation, EPILUSIS, is of oneself explanation or application. I'm coming, I will explain this to you. Let me go back to what I'm saying. They are called predictions. But don't forget, even for what I said before, they are predictions of a reality. They are called prophesying, right? Inspired utterance. They are predictions of what? A reality. Don't forget, prediction itself will imply a probability, while reality will imply a certainty. Write it down. Don't worry. That's why I said God, you have to know God in words. Prediction will imply what? Probability. But reality will imply what? Certainty. Or just on that AC there. Sorry. Amen. Let's go. You are a prediction. So, like you say, he's saying no prediction in the graphic. That's what he's saying. Now, so it's a private pertaining to oneself, ideas, interpretation, epilosis, explanation, or application. So he's saying we cannot explain the book of Moses looking at Moses. It's not private to them. No prediction of the Bible is of private, is of individual. You cannot explain First King thinking about Elijah. They are not of isolated or disjointed explanation, interpretation. You cannot explain Moses thinking about Moses alone. You cannot explain Elijah thinking about Elijah alone. You cannot explain the life of David thinking about David. No, no. Why? 21 tells you why. Why must I not explain Moses thinking about Moses? Because Moses and everybody has same what? Inspiration. 21 is now talks about the origin. 21 now said, for the prophetia, the prophet signs, for the inspired speaking came not, not there is OU, an absolute negative. OU, that is the Greek word. An absolute negative. Rapaios, don't trip up. You're just starting. Came not in old time by the what? Will of man. Will there is telema. T-H-E-L-E-M-A. Inclination. You should remember, I've taught you that one before. It's not by one's personal inclination. Desire. Thank you. Player. But only agios, separate. Men speak. Speak is laleo. You know that. L-A-L-E-O. That is utter. Being moved. We are trained grammar at that test for now. Being moved. Move is pharaoh. F-E-R-O. Being carried along. Being beared along. Pharaoh. Funny enough, moved there is the same word came. In that same verse. For the prophecy came not, right? Huh? So, only men of God spoke as they were being came again. So, it's like they were came upon. Now, that's why they put move there now. This, that came and that move is the same Greek word. So, if you want to use the same came, you now say the only men, they were what? God, the Holy Ghost came upon them. You understand that? That explains the move. So they were being beat. That is why coming upon means, that is why if you are the type that you prophesy, and prophesying, you don't know what you are saying, you cut the old chair, It's hot. That means something came upon you, right? Are you with me? That means you, like, you are. Have you seen any of you before? They say, I've heard of people before. They say, if the way you know a true prophet is that after he has finished prophesying, if you ask him what he just finished saying, he will not know, right? That is an Elijah. Amen. Have that as your demonstration of prophecy before. That nearly you finish prophesying, everything should just disappear. Because what? You are being, something overpower you. That is demon inspired. But that is actually similar to what happened to them in the Old Testament. Are you with me? Because 1 Peter 1 told us that they prophesied of things that were not revealed to them. Unto whom was it revealed, right? Not unto themselves, but unto us. Did they preach the same which shall now be reported unto you? So, saying, okay, came upon by the Holy Ghost. God will forgive our grammar in this church. Amen. So, this is the issue. God plays an information in the hearts. So, no prophecy of the scripture should be interpreted differently because there is a central message that God plays in all the hearts. It was the same information, same origin. That is why you cannot explain them disjointedly. No, did they remind me this? Did Brother Raphael preach his first Sunday sermon in any church? Maybe the church in Manchester United, the church in Afghanistan United. Anyway, the day he preached his first sermon, remind me, I will declare a feast for all of you. Hallelujah. You can remind me. You don't understand. How happy will you be? Just see your dad preaching this gospel. This is how you are preaching it. Ensure you declare a feast, okay? To the brethren that made it possible. Amen. It's not just pastor. Maybe it's only pastor is here. You will not be here too. Bella, it's because pastor is here, duty is here, everybody is here. That's why you stayed. So salute those who made you stay. Praise God. So I'm saying, it brings joy. It brings joy. We just see people divert from what they have been doing before, preaching the truth of God's word. It's awesome. Hallelujah. So, why am I saying this? Don't be part of those who despise the Bible because of its imperfections. We are not teaching all this, just like, remember, we just finished teaching about 2 Kings chapter 7, right? About Elisha. Elisha said, but you will not be part of it. And now we explain that Elijah is not actually saying you will die. He's actually telling the man that death is coming. Because we now saw the series of events that nothing supernatural caused the death. People killed the man. They threw him to death. And it was not God that moved the people to do that. So at times, it's just their foreknowledge. You can just see that and you don't trust the scripture again. No, don't do that. Explain it. We are not teaching you to despise the Bible. We are teaching you to honor it. Let me say it again. Maybe you won't forget this word. Imperfect men are all God has to use. That is the issue. You are not around there. Are you around there? Are you born there? If you are around, maybe you will have done better. Amen. If you are around, you will be worse. Trust me. Ojutu will be, hey, all you Israel, for the thunder of God is coming upon you. It's coming now. It shall not delay. Even though it tarry, you wait for it. It's coming. It's not tarry. So the issue is, it is men without the spirit by which we explain and understand God today. It's the men without that have, let me use the word, forced to write this thing down for you. They have to write it. So God has no better vessel. Unto the angel has not committed the word to come. Angels could not have done. In fact, angels, they don't even understand. They are worse. Right, they are learning from man. So we are not teaching you all this for you to despise the Bible. Exactly. Please never forget that. That is the extreme. Some people now go say, "Don't worry, the Bible is not perfect." Don't say that with your mouth. There is perfection in that imperfection. God, The God that gave me says it's not perfect. You get that? The God that gave you the book, read it too, but it's not perfect. Think, but he gave you. That means you must even be diligent to see that imperfection.
Are you with me? Praise God.
That is why we use the word. We didn't say the Bible must be discarded. We said it must be interpreted. Two things is vital. The Bible must be there. Then the interpretation must be there. The two are equally important. The Bible is as important as the interpretation. The interpretation is as important as what? As the Bible. Thank you. So, like I wrote in my notes, before, even when we ask the prophets, I still appreciate the fact that they still wrote down the words that we are interpreting to act them. See, I appreciate that they still wrote down the words that we are interpreting to act their actions. To act their actions. Imagine if everything that Jonah happened to Jonah, if he never wrote it down. Then, hey, don't worry, God, I will not write it down. And guess what? I can say we have plenty other actions of the prophets that were never what? Documented. I know there are plenty. Are you telling me that is all Elijah did? Ah. Praise God. So the ones that they wrote down their own issue, I appreciate it. Is that clear? Thank you. That Moses was not perfect is not an excuse from not reading his material. If you do that, you will miss the God you want to see. That same God you are looking for, you will miss him. So, back to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10. Okay, I've quoted this already. 1 Peter 1:10. This is the issue. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Searching what manner of times the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the what? Sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. So they inquired and interrogated the information and they wrote down the best they could. They inquired. They interrogated the information they received and they wrote down the best way they could convey it. Abraham is to talk about the death and resurrection of Jesus. He used Isaac as an example. He used Isaac to play it out. Moses is to talk about Jesus will be hung on a tree. In playing it out, he made a brazen serpent. And what? He made it stand up. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, see that word, searching. That is the word that best describes their prophecy. Searching. That's the Greek word, erunao. E-R-E-N-A-U. E-R-E-U-N-A-O. It means they were investigating. Examining. At times, when you are doing an investigation of something, you will have to put down some facts. How much are you rising? Thank you. You have to put down some things that you think were true before, but later that you have to what? Change your stand. It's called investigation. Right? That's what they were doing. Searching, investigating. At times, they might have said things. Later, they changed their stand. They were what? Investigating. Examining. Erunao. Okay. Now, this is the other word. They inquired and searched diligently. How did you put it again? Verse 11. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did what? Signify. That's the next word. Signify. D-E-L-O-O. D-L-O. Actually, signify is stronger than the way it's used. It means to make plain. To make manifest. to make manifest. This is what I have been teaching you since. The Spirit of Christ made some things plain to their hearts. The searching describes their own action. The searching describes the prophecy. The signified describes the real information. Are you with me? The signify, it describes what? The real information. The certainty. The one that is called make plain. That is what the signify describes. But searching describes what? The prophecy. I'm coming, you understand? Just write down as much as you can. Big is up, are you flowing? Hello? Are you flowing? Okay, you are too far away, you should be close to somebody. Okay, go back to Romans 1. E-R-E-U-N-A-O. Go back to Romans 1. This is key. Are you there? Okay, let's read again. Verse 2 and 3. Want to go? Yes? Okay. Again, okay, from verse 1. Once ago, yes? Which he promised by his prophet, right? Verse 3. Go to verse 3, yes? Concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, verse 4, and declared to be the word Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the word resurrection from the dead. So, verse 3 and 4 is what the Spirit signified. What the Spirit signified is this verse 3 and 4. But what they searched out was the Genesis to what? Malachi. Don't forget. Rush to Luke 24, 25. To use a tool of repetition to cause you to understand this. Luke 24, 25. Then he said unto them, O fools, and what slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. All that the what? Prophets have spoken. Which all? Verse 26. Ought not Christ to have what? Suffered these things and to enter into his glory. So that is the content. That is the inspiration. That is the origin. 27. And beginning as where Moses and all the prophets he expounded. That word means he interpreted, right? I've told you before. Unto them in all those scriptures, the words, the things was concerning himself. Do you remember integration and differentiation? Do you remember? So what did the prophet do to the word? They what? They integrated it, right? That means they what? They made it, amplified it. They made it more. It is now more. But the teacher of the world, what should you do? Reduce it back to that singularity. That's why I said the ages were framed by the same word of God, Hebrews 11. The different ages, different people, different experiences, but framed by what? The same word of God. So you have to compress it back, looking not unto the different prophet, but looking unto who? Jesus. Are you with me, brethren? Don't get tired. So, what did God place in the hearts of the prophets? What did God signify? What did God make plain? What is the certainty? What is A? Remember alphabet A? Remember? God's will. What is God's will? The death and resurrection of Jesus. So that was what God signified. That's what God made plain in the hearts. Like I told you, God did not promise them. What did God do? He made it plain, right? Remember when I was talking about promises and that God does not make promises? God only made it plain. They are the ones that now spoke it out as a what? As a promise. So I told you that promissory way that the Old Testament is written is part of the what? Type and shadow. Don't get that. Backtrack to Can the Bible be wrong? Series 2. Now, why I'm saying that now is not because you don't know. It's for those who can pick this message alone in years to come. They will not know where we are saying what is being said from. Okay, so the certainty is that death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. They are now the one investigating a reality. The prophets were what? Investigating a what? A reality. Hallelujah. Romans 1 verse 5. Go back there. It was the prophets that were trying to investigate a reality that God made plain to their hearts. God made it plain. They investigated. Oops. Romans 1 verse 5. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for the obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are you also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So, who is he writing clearly to? Saints, right? So he said, called saints, to you that are in Rome, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called saints. Now, remember the book of Hebrews, that's that one, it has an audience that is, although basically Jews, but of course Gentiles can also understand God from the book of Hebrews. In this book, write this down, we might have utterances for those who are part of the audience, but yet to be persuaded as touching faith in Christ. In this book, we might have utterances of those who are part of the audience, but are yet to be persuaded as touching faith. Also, the bulk of the documents will be seen to strengthen the stand of the saved ones. The bulk, like the bulky part, the weightier, the much part, more part of the document, will be seen to strengthen the faith of the ones that are saved, because it's writing to those who are saved. Okay. Verse 8. You need what I just said in interpreting the chapter 2 and chapter 8 of Romans, of the book of Romans. Okay, don't worry. Romans 1 verse 8. When he was saying, if any man hath not the Spirit of God, it's none of his. He's not talking to anybody that has believed the gospel. He's talking to those who have not believed the gospel. Are you with me? So he's teaching saints that this is the man that has not believed it. He does not have the Spirit of God. And he now describes his actions. I'm coming to that later. Okay, Romans 1 verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Verse 9, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son, that without ceasing I make mention of you in the what? Always in my prayers. So from verse 9, how do you serve God? By NGO? No, you serve God in the gospel of what? Of his son. That's how to serve God. Come on, verse 10, making request, if by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you that I may impart. Someone is still wondering. Yes, you don't serve God by NGO. You serve God in the gospel. You do NGO without the gospel, you are going nowhere. There is no reward for NGO. NGO is a man. Amen? It's a man to do. It's okay. I'm not saying it's not okay. Yes, Jesus will feed the poor. That is not his message. Amen? In the church, we do good. That's why I say do good to all men. Especially, I'm talking about those of the household of faith. Are you with me? Many people, they pick the plenty things, they leave the priority. The priority of man is the gospel of Christ. Feed the whole world. Without salvation, they are going to hell. Amen? Thank you. Romans verse 11, so it's still about priority, okay? 11, for I long to see you that I may what? Impart unto you somewhat spiritual gift to the end that you may be established. Verse 12, that I may what? Be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. 13, now I will not have you ignorant brethren, that oftentimes I propose to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruits among you, also even as among the Gentiles. Keep reading. 14, I am a debtor both to the what? Greek and to the barbarians. both to the wise and to the unwise. 15. So as much as is in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. So we are going to have a material both for the Jew and the Greek. He told you already in verse 4, I'm a debtor both to the Greek, wise and unwise. Now, Jews and Greeks does not mean believers and unbelievers. This is where I'm going today. Jews and Greeks does not mean believers and sinners. No. In that context, no. Jews and Greeks refer to those with a written document and those without. Please write that down. Please. Not for, I know you know it, but write it down for the future. Jews and Greeks refer to those with a written document to know God and those without a written document to know God. Those with scriptures and those without. Don't forget that. Verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that was believers, to the Jew first and to the Greek, and also to the Greek. For therein, inside the gospel of Christ, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, that the just shall come alive, shall live by faith. 6:18. Slowly, for the what? Wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all what? Ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Most times, even the way these chapters are scripted, most times when you see a word like wrath of God, in that same verse, you can even find help to understand how that wrath of God came. In that verse, how can you identify the wrath of God? Those who was holding, those who hold, please write this Greek word down, K-A-T-E-C-H-O. K-A-T-E-C-H-O. Who hold, who retain, who sees. It's like to see something down. Who retain? Kata is down. It's from kata and echo. It's from that two Greek word. Kata is to push something down. Echo is to cease. Now, they cease down. They hold down. They hold like, hold down. Who hold the truth in unrighteousness? Unrighteousness, there is a Greek word, A-D-I-K-I-A. A-D-I-K-I-A. How do you pronounce that? Is it Adikia? Adikia. Thank you. Who hold, who sees, who retain the truth in adikia, in insincerity. In unrighteousness means, please write down the meaning of that unrighteousness. In insincerity, injustice. This is so sad. Coming there. Yeah. They retain the truth of God's word inside injustice. They put the truth in a cage of hypocrisy. That's why it's called the wrath of God. They put the truth inside a cage of hypocrisy. Don't worry. That's what this is about. You understand the rest. Slowly. Now, 19. Because, no, you not explain. Please actually understand Genesis series 2, which we have cleared. Because that which may be known of God is what? But where? Where is it manifest? In them. Where does God speak eto? To the heart of man. So it's manifest where? In them. It's made plain where? In them. That's why when you ask that people have not heard the gospel, the question is who? Amen? That's all done. I mean, of course, it's not all done. Go and get Genesis series 2. We are saying after that question. You want to put a topic that what happened to those who have not. Are you looking for a reason not to preach the gospel? Are you? I will not even tell you the past. There's no past. You have to look at everything to know what happens to those people. So, but this is also clear. Of course, focus on this series. This will clarify a lot of things in that series. Okay? So, they owe the truth in unrighteousness because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God at what showed it unto them. That's just so clear. You say you don't know. What is it? God has showed it to you. That is a checkmate on the world. Checkmate on the Arab world. Checkmate on all Muslims. Checkmate on all Buddhists. Checkmate on all Hindus. Checkmate on the atheists. Checkmate on them. Ah! See it now? It's not clear. You say God has told you. Hallelujah. Why? Verse 20. Slowly, once you go. For the invisible things of him, from the what? Creation of the world. Are what? Say clearly seen. Oh God. It's clear how God will judge the world. He said clearly seen. No, write this down. God had time for every man. Let us write that down. God had time for every man. Write that. Every man. God had time for you. It's not God is in Jerusalem and you are in America and so there's no God. No. He had time for every man. The only issue is the vehicle of discovery. Anyway, I'm coming. So, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being what? Understood by the things that are made. Wow. For, now, what he's not saying, he's not just saying, you should see the stars and you know that there's a big God. No. He's not saying you should see the planet and you know that, Statola, are you flowing? Sorry. It's not that you should see the big planet and you know that there must be a big God somewhere. That's not what he's saying. What is he saying? Look at the latter part. Even his what? Even his what? Come on. His eternal power and what? What is Godhead? I've told you, anywhere you see Godhead in the Bible, what is he implying? Of course, once you see Godhead, Godhead will mean the three Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And once you see that word, what must come to your mind? Redemption. There is no God without redemption. There is no Father, Son, and Holy Ghost without. That is a redemptive terminology. Trinity is redemptive. You cannot explain Trinity outside salvation. Rather than going looking for one extra biblical meaning of Trinity, explain what salvation is. In salvation that you know how what the concept of Trinity implies. It's not that there are three gods. One is on the right, one is on the left, one is in the middle. Are you with me? The three stuff talked about, let me just say salvation. Simple. I'm not saying the three gods in salvation. There are not three gods in salvation. You see one God. Amen? Amen. Amen. So that is not a word in the Bible. So don't worry your head too much about Trinity. I'm not saying there is no... Oh God. I'm not saying there's no Trinity. You know what am I saying now? I'm saying, okay, at least there's no three God, right? Huh? Yes. I can even say there's no God the Son. What do we have? We have the Son. The Son is God that became a man. The Spirit is God that what lives in us. Lives in man. Father is just talking about Shaman. Simple. Huh? What do you call it? The planet or? Well, yeah, I've said that. If I should say it again, it's just God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, he planned. Is he planning it all is one of what he did. Are you with me? Uh-huh. It's one of what he did. It's not the only thing he did. When Jesus was on earth, he was still praying to him. Are you with me? But Jesus on earth was who? Man. 100% man. Spirit. Praise God. So when we say the Spirit, especially the Holy Ghost in the New Testament, it just describes what you are just saying, that this God is in us. Are you with me? Are you with me? Praise God. So that is why Father is just Father and anyway, to be clear, I want to skip that to something else, but Father just describes our source, your source, where you came from. I would say that word, our source, describes the Father more than he just planned salvation. It's not an architect. Yes, he planned it too. I'm not saying he didn't plan it too now. Amen. But the same way I say, but when we hear Father, Father describes majorly
our source,
our Papa. See, Abba, Papa. What is that? Abba, Papa. You don't listen to Pastor Seko's teaching. What is the name of his that website? Remember? Grace Place Media. Our Papa. I love the way you pronounce these stuffs. Okay, are you with me? So, his redemptive power, he's saying, being understood by the things that are made, even his redemptive power and Godhead, so that they are without what? Excuse. Ah! What did he say that we understand by things that are made? Godhead. What is Godhead? You will understand, you will, from the, he's saying by the things that are created, you will see how my son will come and save the world. Somebody is saying in his mind, how come? Well, the reason why you can't know how come is that it's because you are already exposed to the gospel. If you are in that position, you will know how come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, telling you that the universal man that claims not to know the Godhead is dishonest. That's it. That's what he's saying. That the universal man, I use that word like the natural, I don't want to use the word natural man, but it's natural man, that claims not to know the redemptive power of God, that claims not to know the redemptive plan of God, is a dishonest man. Not an ignorant man, dishonest. Of course, I don't call him ignorant. Ignorant is, I don't want to know. Not really that there's no information. Okay, see verse 21. See the issue. Hallelujah. Come on, don't trip off. This section is midway. Because what? 21. That when they knew God. Hallelujah. To me it's strong anyway. I don't know how you are seeing this. I'm just putting I'm just imagining all of you now. You don't know jack about Jesus. You say you know God, but what did they refuse to do? They glorify Him not as God. Hallelujah. So when they knew God, they refused to progress in that journey. But what did they do? Neither were thankful, but became what? Vain in their imagination, and their foolish hearts were darkened. I'm coming to that. So their issue was that they retained the truth in ungodliness. They retained the truth in insincerity. They did not proceed. Don't forget, it's called from face to face to describe a journey of faith. But they must proceed. So after getting a clue to God, you should proceed in knowing God in honesty. For instance, don't forget, Abraham proceed. Is it proceeded, Abby? Okay, hold on. Let me skip Abraham from now. I'm coming there. I'm coming there soon. Where is this happening again? Oh, wow. Let me see where I wrote this. So, after getting a clue to God, you should proceed in honesty. I'm coming. C22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became what? Fools, right? 22 now. Are you not there? Thank you. Now, 23. What happened? And change. Alasso. And exchange. It's not that they didn't have the information of God. What did they do? They change. The glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to what? Corruptible man. For instance, let me give you an example here. I want to skip it, but I think I will have to say it again later. I explain sometime. Maybe something is, I'm looking for it in this one. I didn't see it here. Maybe it's the ones to come. Imagine, see the way things happen. When Abraham was to sacrifice Isaac, when, no, he was supposing it, right? On the journey of faith. When he lifted up his hand, about to kill Isaac, what happened? God was intervened. Why? He was proceeding. God helped him. What did God do? God stopped him. This is not what I'm saying. I'm talking about what? My own son, not your son. And immediately he took off Isaac. A lamp came, right? And he said what? Jehovah Jireh. What is the name of that? God will provide a sacrifice for himself. Now, if when the angel says stop, say no, no, I'm not stopping, I will kill you. Bah! Maybe if Isaac has been disobedient before, oh yeah, and he has been, you give an excuse. And the angel says stop, and he killed him. He would have formed a religion on killing your children from that day. Which we saw later in the Bible. I'm going to read it again. That would be what? Exchange. That would be on the journey of faith, you didn't proceed. You stopped somewhere. You tabernacle somewhere. You are going somewhere. You are going to resurrection, not of your own son, of Jesus' son. Sorry, God's son. Sorry, you just don't have a son. Sorry. Go write down what? Don't write down your note. Too. Amen. Don't write Jesus' son. Okay, 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. He exchanged the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible men, to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. E.g., our Yoruba, at least I know of Yoruba, our Yoruba idol worshippers. What do you think they turn to idol worship? If you go to the deep things they do, they really do in those their sacrificial everything, you will see that it is just... let me say this. Do you know almost every religion does sacrifice? I just use the word almost because I don't know everything that exists. Where do you think they copied that from? It's not sacrifice started before Moses. How did Moses start even before Moses came? Even before Moses legalized slaughtering of animals. Even the one Moses did, where did Moses copy it from? No, Moses copied something, right? Make this as Hebrews 8, as an example, make it after the pattern showed humidity on the month. Abi? So Moses was actually copying something. So what did Moses alasso change, exchange to animal sacrifice? Huh? Sacrifice of God's son. And God, in after them, Hebrews 10, in all those burnt offering and sacrifice, I have what? No player. So, why did they do the first one? It's an exchange of power. It's an exchange of intention. You are trying to get something. You didn't get to the end. You now formed the tabernacle on a path. Please, you must not have a problem with this, though, because we are not really started today. But this will help us to start. Now, see 24. Wherefore, God also gave them up. I can also say this. There is a time in every man's life to discover God. I have to explain that carefully. Not God's time, but your time. There are, just like there is a man of God that I remember that... And some other great men, they had a meeting with them. Why are you doing this? And I said, okay, I mean, very big men in Nigeria. Okay, let me say the biggest, yeah? So you know their names already. And they preached to them, Bishop, Pastor, preached to them, see that. Now took them through the Bible. I had some of those things that they just put me on a group. Listening, you know, I have that such privilege. And there's a man, after hours of Bible exposition, say, what you have seen, I think is true, but where will I start from? Say, I better keep doing what I'm doing. It's too late to change. Not really that it's too late. Are you with me? But there's a time in individual's life that is the time to know God. Do you know, e.g., if anybody likes, for instance, if someone like Brashio now, if something enter his head today now, and he now left, do you know that, in all honesty, do you know that there will almost be nothing you will tell him to bring him back? Do you get that? There will be almost nothing. Because he has no context, content, grammar, everything. He has no everything. Amen. That is the journey of, that is how terrible man can be. So that means there is his friend now. Okay, see how long, in fact, it has not even ended. He took Israel to now stop them from offering sacrifice. You know, when Moses got to that brink of sacrifice, he's still trying to discover. He should have understood finally, like Abraham, like, okay, it's not sacrifice of your own son, it is God's son. Do you know, after that animal, do you know Abraham did not offer another one? Hello? Do you know Abraham did not offer another one? He didn't. Because now you know that it's not this sheep. This sheep was just given to you because of this day, since your mind is prepared to offer something. It's not to be continuous. That is to help you that day. The lamb is to signify Jesus that day, not, and it's for your comprehension that day. So after that day, what should you keep speaking? His son will save me from my sins. Hallelujah. His son is the one that is coming. He will die, he will be raised from the dead. So when Moses got to that brink of animal sacrifice, rather than just proceed in revelation and show them the same way Abraham did, they now made a what? Monument, right? On what? Animal sacrifice. What happened till today? Some of them are still what? Offering animals. To tell you that there is this thing that is called a journey of faith. If you stop midway and you now proceed in unrighteousness, that is holding the truth in what? Hypocrisy. Well, if you now proceed in that light to bring you back to the path of sincerity, it will take Holy Ghost, Holy Jesus, Holy God, Holy everything, Holy prayer, Holy teaching. So much prayer. Are you with me? Are you with me? That is why even to you today that you are learning God this way, if anything just check your head, all this is not necessary. For you to value this training again, before you can value it again, it will almost be impossible. Amen. That's why I pity people that takes their leave from World Church. It will almost be very difficult. Very difficult. What do you want to say? That's why he said, when they knew God, they what? They did not proceed in honesty. They proceed in insincerity. Have people that will say they will leave this place? Okay. If this is the reason you don't want us, what of this, and this? I don't think sincere now. Hallelujah. Come on. Okay. So 24 is what I'm now saying. 24 is what I'm trying to explain. Based on this, God also what? Gave them up. The giving up, now that God gave them up, that now describes a what? Like a destination in rebellion. That now you have attained a PhD now. Before, you are just trying to, you know. Now, because you are now proceeding in sincerity, you now got to almost a point of no return. Please write it down that way. You now got to almost a point of no return. That is what is called God gave them up. Because God giving them up, it does not imply that they cannot repent again. It does not imply apostasy, or it does not imply a point of no return. No, but almost a point of no return. I mean, they are now vast in rebellion. Thank you. And also, don't forget how God gave them up. It's not God's action. Through the words. What is being described as God gave them up? Through the lust of their own hearts. To what? To dishonor their own bodies between themselves. 25. Want to go? Let's read. Who what? Change. Say change. That should be our last word again. Who exchange the truth of God into what? A lie. And worshipped and served the creature more than the creator. So any man in idol worship today? Any man worshipping idol today? That is the story. Any man bowing down to the sun in the east or in the west, or any, that is the story. There is something that you change. You change, you exchange. Are you with me? For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. To tell you that, that's what they call homosexualism is a religion. Do you get that? It's a religion of his own. Let me ask you this question. What is your own religion? What is your own religion? From what I've taught you, is it part two or part one now? Now I'm talking about obsession. What must you be obsessed with? The ministry, the gospel of Christ, right? So these people in homosexuality, what are they obsessed with? They are obsessed with sexual passion in that regard. So that is their religion. That's simple what I'm saying. Are you saying? E.g. now, you can even be in church and you're obsessed with money. Money is your religion. That's all. All your preaching is money. Money coming to me now. You don't have God as you don't have Christ. To tell you that the word religion is not bad. That should be said. You see, be something like that in the Greek. Something that is used in 1 Timothy chapter 3:16. When he said, great is the mystery of godliness. Godliness there is religion. But our religion is that what? God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto Gentiles, believed on the word, received up unto us glory. So the word religion is not bad, but it depends on what is your own religion. Religion is just what you are devoted to. This is our devotion. God became a man. Hallelujah. Praise God. So these people now, this is their devotion. Homosexualism is a religion. Hope you have seen perversions everywhere already on the word. Perversions, perversions, perversions. So the man in homosexuality is perversion. It's just perverting something to something. So how, don't forget again, how did God give them up? That is what verse 21 said. Their foolish hearts were darkened. That's the destination. The destination of the man in rebellion on earth is that his foolish heart becomes darkened. Let me explain that to you. Foolish we mean without intelligence, without understanding, unintelligent. The word is like asunetos, asun. Right, asun, then asun, A-S-U-N, then ethos, E-T-O-S. That is foolish art. They are unintelligent art. That is what it meant. Art is cardiac, right? They are foolish, unintelligent. Let me show you where foolish is used. That is when he was saying the same verse 31, without understanding. See verse 31, just look at verse 31 in your Bible. Can you see that? That is the same word asun etos. Asun etos. Asun etos. Don't you like asun? You like asun, yeah. When Jesus was telling them that, are you also without understanding? That is the same word. That is the same word. That is Mark 7:18. Okay, they are foolish art. Art is cardiac. Art can actually refer to both the spirit or the mind. Most of them, the mind, yeah. But this one, that would be their mind. Their mind. Darkening. That's where I'm going. S-K-O-T-I-Z-O. Scotizo. Darkened means it was deprived of life, of light. That's what darkened. You deprived, like you deprived your own heart from light. These are things that they do to themselves. That is not what God does to them. Their foolish hearts were darkened. As that means, see what is happening. That means if, okay, for instance, you are in this church before now. Sorry to use this church. I'm not saying this is a perfect church or something. I'm just describing the one that you can relate with. You are in this place. You have so much light. You are getting more understanding. The moment you take your leave, I'm not describing this place as anything sacred, though. I'm just talking about it as a sample. Nothing happens to anybody that leaves this place with you. They're all fine in Jesus' name. But I'm just saying, once you take your leave from sincerity and you are going, that your journey will keep depriving you of light. That means in your journey, you can never know more. You will keep becoming worse. That means the man, of course, okay, let me just stay with context. The man that is to know God, that maybe from Abraham, if he now descends into idol worship from that place, now start killing his son, Ishmael, kill him. As he is continuing, he will not become better. That's why I use the word, there is a point in every man's life to know God. Even ministry, there's a time in every man's life to appreciate ministry. Once you lose it at that point, and money enters your eyes, what will happen? The foolish heart, unintelligent mind, will keep being deprived of life. That is why Paul later told Timothy, say, evil men and seducers will what? Will become worse and worse. Evil men, seducers. People who are deliberate about counterfeiting the word of God say they will become worse. Progressively, they will not become better. That's why I use the word, there is a point in every man's life not to back down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I don't back down. So their foolish heart will be deprived in as they are going. The light intensity getting to them, it will be reducing, 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 reducing. That is something is darkening. That means they will now attain progressively. They will keep attaining a state of more of higher level of rebellion. Before their level of rebellion before is -2. As you are going, it keeps increasing. That means before maybe you are only saying it in your heart. Later they now start speaking against. Don't worry, all of them. They are all this world church. Imagine somebody that has preached. Has called himself a Christocentric minister. You now have the gods say all these Christocentric ministries. I saw one just yesterday and say all these, how do you call it? All these, how can you be saying, how can I be never understanding what God? Why do you have problem again with understanding what God is? What is your issue? Sorry. Leave that. Like everything you have known, you have now known enough to counterfeit everything. That's how you know that this is a deliberate journey that never ends well. Doesn't end well. Yeah, no. The man that said yesterday, somewhere in this Abuja, that even if God appeared to me, that money, situation does not work, so I'll tell God, no. I have better evidence than you. Oh, God, how old are you? See how old I am. I have better experience in this. Imagine a man opening his mouth to say that. If God appears to himself and says it doesn't work, say no, I'll tell you, I'll tell him it works. To tell you a state in what? In rebellion. That man, oh well, which Greek will you go to him? Evil men and seducers. Worse, worse, worse. Hallelujah. That is why both faith and this, like someone like me now, okay, I can say from some year, I start treading this path of sincerity of true God's word, I don't plan to stop. And it's easier to just keep continuing. You know, if you like front of me to do it tomorrow, go and come back. I will be here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know you not go anywhere. You only travel to Onisha and come back. But go and come back. I will be here. So also the man that has obtained a degree, all advice on OND in insincerity. What will happen? You get HND. What will happen? PGD. Another PhD. Get master, extra master, PhD. Later, MTN. Become MTN. Thank you. Doctorate, you keep getting worse. The path of rebellion is very slippery. And it's actually easier than part of faith, actually. It's just be going. Every day you'll be looking at that same Bible and you look at John 16, you see miracle money there. You just see it, you just appear from nowhere. No, that's why you know it's rebellion that will cause a man to read. John 9, sorry, Luke 9. Is it look like? Yes, Luke 9, where Jesus was asking people that want to call down fire. You know what that man said? He said there was a passage in the Bible that some people want to call down. You should have asked Pastor Stephen now. He was not. Pastor Stephen gave the story when he was there. He said some people want to call down fire. He said, do you know that in the Bible there are two men, James and John? They asked you, Jesus, should we call down fire on this people? Jesus said, good people, not only fire. Thunder. It's not there at all. In fact, what is there is the opposite. And the man said this on the pulpit. People say, wow, Rema. Therefore, everybody lift up your hands. Yeah. Say every power. You will forget the Bible. Power. Insincerity. I didn't say, I see insincerity. Evil men and seducers. They don't become better. Before, what you use voice, miracle and kashif. Pastor Inga said that in the thing, he said there are some testimonies that once you get them, Once you use, even make a miracle, is it fine? Once you use grass, you told somebody to go and eat grass or get ill, and it work. And it work. Tomorrow they will not eat grass. How will they eat? Ah. So is there some miracle that just pray that doesn't work? Something like that. You know that is a slippery ground now. Because you want to help people, and you now use insincere way to help them. Somebody says he's looking for a husband. You now say, let me, I'll have to bet you in the stream. And you bet her, and it will work. And it will work. The whole country will bet. From water, it will get to, I have to bet you. If before, you only send Oju to go and be betting them. And you now say, later, he said, don't worry, this one is a higher level. I have to bet you myself. Are you with me? Later, you know, say, it's not debating. You have to be in swimming pool. Same way, let me say this. You may not like it. Those of you that your character became better because you did water baptism. That testimony, do you know what will happen to you? My God. My God. And that's what Colossians 2 was saying. Teaching for doctrine, the commandments of men. Hallelujah. Okay. So they attained a state of rebellion. It is their action. Although it is called God gave them up, but it was what? Their action. Verse 27. Don't give up. And likewise also, the men, what? Leaving the natural use of the woman, born in their lusts, one towards another, men with men, walking that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. 28. And even as what? They did not like to retain. Not that God did not reveal himself to any man. He said they did not want to retain God in their knowledge. That is why they went into idolatry. Are you with me? They don't retain. They didn't proceed in the journey of faith. They proceeded in insincerity. They didn't hear fully. As they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Don't forget, as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, what is called God gave them up is same as they became darkened. They became like a permanent opposer. Because they didn't proceed, they know enough now to lie against God. And other awful actions emanated. Let me say that again. They became darkened. They became a permanent opposer. That's what he's saying. When he's saying God, like God gave them up, looks like God is tired of them. It simply means that they became a permanent opposer to God. Not God's action, it's their action. Now they because they did not proceed, they now know enough to lie against God. It's so sad that many people that fight Jesus today rely on same evidence from the Bible. It's so sad. It's so sad. I don't know if you saw a comment on my timeline some days ago, just a few days ago. Before I think I did this immediately. I just did that. I unfriended the guy. That is the first guy we unfriended in the last 2 years or so. I just unfriended him. I didn't block him, but I unfriended him. Anyway. He said that Jesus is a woman abuser. That imagine that Mary Magdalene was using her ear to clean his feet. He said, and Jesus did not stop her. He said, can you see that this man, you saw it? He said, he says, a woman, is a womanizer. What did you use again? Which word did he use again? Is it woman abuser or womanizer? He said, he's a abuser of women. Sadly for you, why are you using God's word to oppose God? He's not the one that gave you that word. That's the sad part. His own gospel, Jesus' gospel, that's what you're using to attack. Why not use the Quran? It'll be better. No man that can say that, No, firstly, he said that because he didn't read the rest. He only read that and stopped. Right? He didn't read the rest of the whole Bible. Where will you start with such person? Where will you start? That's what it's called. Their foolish heart was what?
Darkened.
That's what the Bible says. Now, I'm not saying give up on some people, but you do. He said a man that is heretic after the what? First and second admonition. What do you do? Reject. Leave him. Withdraw him. Leave him. Let me tell you why. Not because if you were persistent that you may not save him, but you are actually wasting the time you have to spend on plenty of people else. Other person, at times you said that instead of just fighting one issue, okay, how many of you heard of when polygamy was raining? Polygamy. Ah, polygamy. Are they still talking? They don't have the strength again to, they can't even take care of one. They don't take care of two. I said, don't mind. Let them try one first. Let them try one. And don't try one lady from the north. Try a correct Benin girl. Now have the second. Now try to have a second wife. They will matter you. Are you with me? You will not have the strength. Are you with me? So, why are you laughing? That's not the truth. You go to the north and go and have plenty of people and think that. No, go and try correct Port Harcourt girl. Amen. Say, oh, Igbo girl. Amen. I think I can say Igbo girl now. So you are safe. Amen. So then, if you notice then, I didn't know if you noticed then. How would I be analyzing how polygamy is not God's will or how is that my business? I didn't have plenty of scripture to where would I start from? I think they would be tired. Then plenty of people are doing exegesis. Sometimes I will block you. I will do the, they will become tired. Sin is dead now. Are you still hearing them? They will be tired. Something will just come. I didn't know where you heard that now. I hope this is serious, man. You heard it too. They will just add a bad dream one day and just post it. Just anything. So rather than spending your strength analyzing how polygamy is not, keep teaching the gospel. Hallelujah. I didn't think I made more than. In fact, the guy that made me now talk on sin is dead was the one that now came on my wall. He said rubbish. And I just put a disclaimer on them. They need disclaimer. I put it to them. This is your life. So to now waste your strength on such a man is for you to take away the time you spend on other people who are ready to learn. Are you with me? So once you see somebody that is trying, that's why I told you under the engagement belief, when you see the opposer, and what do? You separate them, put people. When you are doing evangelism, that's why it's good to go in twos, carry your youth and effect, put them side by side. When someone is always trying to ask questions, just say, sir, come, let me attend to you. The one that is ready to learn, let it fail. No, take effect to the one that is opposer. If he is good in that, take effect to that one. Take juice to. No, juice is not good. Take IJ. Take IJ. Just the one that needs diligent study, IJ will show him line upon line. Just something like that. Are you with me? The one that wants to fight, go and give him effect. They will fight. They fight tire. He will not agree that day. But why you are fighting there, somebody is speaking in tongues in the other place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is the point. When somebody sees, nothing. Jesus is a woman. Somebody is receiving the gifts of the Holy Ghost. But once you match them together, as this one saying, no, you don't say, hey, yes, I said it. So we are smart. Yes, we are smart in that area. We are godly smart, not the opposite. So it looks like they will attend a state of permanent rebellion or opposer. So don't waste your time on such. Okay. 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God. Before I continue, have you seen that these things are not actually describing the characters of any Christian? Who is he describing? The man in rebellion. These are the things that he attained to in his what? In his state of rebellion. These are the things that, the same way he discussed homosexual, the same way he's discussing this now. These are the things that people now use to replace God in their pursuit. Whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. In fact, you won't put disobedience to parents. That's serious. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, 32, want to go, everybody? Who knowing the what? The judgment of God. Stop. He's saying they knew. That they that commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So, Paul is saying they knew. That they knew. E.g., why do armed robbers, why do they do it mostly at night? They knew it's bad. Amen. Who knew the judgment of God? Paul is saying they knew that these things are worthy of death. Now, don't forget, though, they got to that destination. Why? Because they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. That is, don't just, now, the unintelligent Paul, the law preacher, will just form a monument on those actions. They will forget the source. The raw source. Boom. You get that? They will forget the real source. They will forget where that thing came from. Just like, this is the junction. Let me say, this is the junction. This is the road of unbelief. This is the road of faith. So, as this man is proceeding in the journey of unbelief, he got to backbiting, whisperers, in the of evil things. He was getting to all those things. You cannot divert him from here to that place. It will not work. What must you do? Bring him back to what he missed. This is where you miss it. You didn't retain God in your knowledge. So what should you give him? Give him God in his knowledge. Don't try to correct all these things. Bring him back to where he fell. Don't help him from the solution. Don't help him from the destination. Bring him back to that point, to that valley of decision. I'm not tired yet. So, let me just say this to you that you have believed. Proceed, don't stop. Yeah. To you too that you have believed in the knowledge of God, in your Christianity, proceed, don't stop. Yes, what you have been studying so far described the journey of the man in what? In unbelief. But you can also learn, eh? You can also learn. You can learn from that. Man will become worse off when we draw back from what we are learning. When we draw back from this training of the Spirit, people will always become worse off. Hallelujah. Come on, brother Pius, don't get tired. This is midway now. People always become worse off. Worse off. Amen, amen. So don't give up, eh? Don't give up on learning. I love that song that says, we won't stop. We won't stop. You know, go and tell the guy that taught us the song that he's already decreeing money on Facebook. But if I catch him, it's like he's stopping. We won't stop. Sing. We won't stop. I labor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Luke 9, 57. After this, we have a break. Luke 9, 57. Let me now show you what this one is saying. And do you know another reason why you are here? Huh? You know another reason? Okay. Do you know that more people will join us? Huh? Who will take them through all these things now? Will it be me again? Are you with me? Somebody will join us now in this part two now. Looking like this. Somebody will now join us in part three of now, maybe in Genesis. How will it come to that point? That is your work. That is why you have to help us to understand. That is why we have training. Amen? That's why the way I am going to do it, if you like, even if you have 2,000 messages on that website, each member, before we give you certificate of occupancy or something like that, of residency or anything, not resident anyway, before we satisfy you fully, you will have listened to everything. So our membership training, everything, it will be coming hard and hard. Are you with me? It will be coming more lengthier and lengthier. That's the way I'm saying. Why I made it so short for some of you is what I need workers quickly. So you can now form structure. So our things can now become what? Awesome. Hard. Amen. Why? Because, you know, nobody can start learning things from midway now. Abi, it will be difficult. You have to establish them again and again. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I need you, I need you all. Good. Luke 9:57. And it came to pass, as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will what? Follow you anywhere you go. Man of God, you are the word of God. Just like what you told him a while ago. And later he went back. Man, sir, anywhere. Just send me there, sir. Ah! You want no more. Ah! Anywhere you go. Ah! And you also that pastor is going to the north. That's what it took extra prayer, fasting, everything. To snatch him back here. Amen. Anywhere, pastor, just say it. I'm going to Maiduguri. Ah, pastor, I just remember that God sent me to Port Harcourt. Amen. Come on, see verse 56. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nets, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. That is figurative. He was describing what? No man that worries entangles himself with the what? Affairs of this world. He's just describing that ministry is not fun. No. Guy said, the world no more. Say, guy, ministry is not fun. No. Are you ready? That's what he's saying. Don't use that one to say, maybe Jesus have house or does not have house. That's not the point, okay? If I say you're talking about, saying I have no hotel to lay my head, that's what he's saying. Are you with me? You want to interpret literally, it's like saying there's no place for me to put my head. Of course, that cannot be literal. Are you with me? So interpret that one as a whole. So say, Jesus is just saying, ministry is not fun. It will take away your pleasure. Thank you. So, 59. And he said to another, follow me. But he said what? Lord, 59, come on, want to go? He said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Ah! No, I didn't think, this is not a northern barrier. It's like a Yoruba barrier. Ah! Aterere. Do you know what? Let me say it again. If there's anything you have learned from me, remember the word what? Priority. Is it wrong to bury your father? But there's a mistake now. The call came to you. If the call never came before, it won't be a sin. Now you receive the call. Now you knew that this is what to do, this is what to progress in. It is now at that point that you said what? Let me go and bury my father. That is the issue. The issue is not the burying the father. It's because now you are about to alasso, exchange. Because the thing, one day, there is some, I didn't know what happened one day. Okay, I think some of my colleagues are discussing it with me. They said, okay, let's go for this trip now. It's not even an official trip or anything. It's just maybe it's one burial somewhere. Say after that, we just go and chill at one beach and rest. And that guy was a good Christian minister before. I just looked at him. I said, guy, I said, if I try that, I said, God will reject me. He said, uh-uh. I said, yeah. I said, because of this film thing that you said, I said, if I have a church that they are expecting me to come and teach, and I can value Asun and Babish enough to what? Not to come. Of course, that day that I told him, I didn't explain to him that day. Later on, I explained to him what I mean by God will reject me. I said, if, like for instance, oh God, okay, like I've announced very well today that we are coming for 9 to 6 teaching today. And I just saw a business in town. They will pay me 12 million naira at an instant. I should just come and help them to repair one circuit. And I go for it. And I quickly rushed, and I rushed back at 2 o'clock, like, ah, brethren, sorry. Hallelujah. Say the word works, hallelujah. Say the word works, say the word works. And I quickly do one prayer, say hallelujah. God promise to go. Say God promise to go. God promise to go. Say the gospel in the song. Say hallelujah. Say I'm saved. I'm saved. Hallelujah. Let's go. And I just summarize like that. Now, what made me to reject Paris today? It will happen again. That's the issue. Once I accept it once, that don't come for, instead of ministry, I go for my life. The day you accept it once, the first day you accept it, that is the issue. Are you with me? It's like most of you who call themselves homosexual. Their issue is that is the first time it happened. So that is the same issue. The first day you accept that misery came, and you say, I'm going to bury my father. Once you are able to do it progressively, next day, it won't even bury your father. It will be, I want to go and reawaken my father and bury him again. You understand that now that we're doing Yoruba land? Pastor, what you are doing now is what? Where are you and your good father? Oh, wow. Let me first go and bury my father. Sir, just excuse me, sir. Just excuse me. As I ask you most times, when you give excuse, please know what you are giving excuse for. Be sincere with yourself. If we call for a teaching meeting, and you say, Pastor, I'm a bit tired, I just need to rest. Well, it's not bad, but don't forget it will not end. Because you have started. You have started such journey. Again, you will give tomorrow, because you have done it while it work, right? You will give another reason until you are out of ministry or until you are epileptic in ministry. Do you get that? That's why ministry is not what we start and drop. There is a word that people usually use before in the app. Thank God I've not heard that word of recent again. That's, sir, can you just, I want to take a break from ministry. Have you heard that before? People say it. Huh? You tell your pastor, sir, I just want to take a break. I can tell you clearly, 90% of them never come back. No, they don't. Not that it's impossible, but what will make you to say no? It's like if tomorrow, if you just come here and say, pastor, this is our teaching. How would I be teaching all day on just what? It's not fair. And tomorrow I call you, why are you not in church? I'm just tired. All these things, it's not, why? It will be okay if it's somebody like, let me say, if somebody like Akim, I see trying to know, I see coming up, it will be okay. But if it's somebody like you that I'm seeing here, sorry, can I say Akim? Habib. I mean, sorry, don't enter the book of. Sorry. It will be okay if it's somebody like that I see trying to know. But to you, I beg you. That's why I told my people, I said, hey, guy, you don't have to call me a pastor, but I'm in ministry. I can't say no. I just can't say no. Hallelujah. This is power. This is why we stop other things, not why we stop it. This is not what we can live. Hallelujah. Praise God. See what Jesus told him. Suffer me first to go and bury my father. 40-60. Jesus said unto him, lest the world's dead bury their dead, but go down and what? Preach the kingdom of God. Let me say it again. It's not wrong to bury your father, but it cannot exchange, replace ministry. Especially when you are starting. Especially in days like this that you are trying to get your footing and you allow distraction. You will not get it. Not like today now. This is particular. I'm still going to be near past 6. So you are here. As I told you to bring everything to you. I can't tell you to go and bring 3 drinks now for 3 teaching. How would that happen? That's why 3 drink, one drink for 2 teaching. Something like that. Now imagine somebody that's not here today. So meet up with you. Notice are not notes that you can copy in a hurry. 6 teaching minimum. Where is 7 actually that is here? Amen. I can teach tomorrow service already today. Because if I have a foreknowledge that rapture will happen tomorrow, what will I quickly do? We sit down here. Hallelujah. So my work can be easier in heaven in case there will be teaching meeting there. You know, Israel said that I should be. I know. She's a woman of God. She spoke by revelation. 61. Let's read 61 together. Slowly, want to go.
And another said, Lord, I will follow Jude. I will follow thee.
But first, let me first go. Bid them farewell, which are in my house. Which are at home. And God tell me bye bye. Hallelujah. Now you are seeing that nobody is saying, God, let me go and commit fornication. Eh? He's not saying, God, how I like women. He's not saying that. Things that looks harmless. Most of the time, we use this thing to describe salvation. It's not salvation, it's ministry. So read verse 62. Everybody, one, two, go. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for ministry. Kingdom of God is not mean, doesn't mean it's, we enter heaven. No. It's talking about his fitness for ministry. Hallelujah. Praise God. So these are not things, I cannot tell you to confess that I'm fit for the kingdom of God. No, it's not confession now. How do I put it? Hallelujah. So, this is a call to us. You can't stop. You can't stop. See this man of God now. Now he's a minister in another church. He comes here regularly to learn. And I don't see him stopping. Hallelujah. This is not what you take and drop. That means deliberately. There are some excuses that once it comes, slight headache, you can't go Bible study. It will happen again. There's no fuel in my car. Therefore, book it, please handle service. It will happen again. And don't forget, the devil is smart. Oh, yeah. He's so smart. He's smart. He will look for your excuse. He cannot use his own excuse. To you, he can't use demons. He can't use bad dreams. You know that your pastor will hack the dream. You dream before you forget it. He can't use character. He can't use anything. You know, once you just get to church, you have hacked everything. So everything he has done is put. But anything you allow, what will he help you to do? He will just magnify it. That's all. It will start from what you allow. If what you allow now is that there are no fine brothers in this church. I'm looking for a husband. What? In fact, you not only see you, everybody in this place will now look like a gorilla to you. You just magnify that. Can you see this one? See his head. His head looks like chimpanzee. See that one at that corner. He looks like gorilla. It's true. Every day, you just be saying it's true. It's true. It is true you'll be saying until it becomes true. Say we won't stop. That's the point. He said no man putting his hand to the plow, looking back. Don't forget, Romans 1 describes the journey of man in rebellion. But you, also in ministry, don't take a journey back to uselessness. Don't take a journey back to selfishness. I mean, that's at times when I just hear some people's excuses. Once I just start hearing, I know that you are gone. He's gone. Selfishness is finishing him. You are not considering the man that will be described because of your absence. You are not considering anything. I. Amen, amen. So ministry is upon us. Okay? It's upon us. Once you say we want to pray for 20 hours or more, and you say and you have excuse, ready excuse. Ever ready excuse, and you give it. And unluckily for you, the man you honors allows the excuse. Sometimes, you know, everybody that took excuse from Jesus did not grant it, right? Hello? Jesus did not grant it. That means we have two checkpoints right now. You are your self checkpoint, your leader is also your checkpoint. That's why at times we say you are not going. Are you with me? Because once the inner barrier has broken off, don't worry, I can. And luckily for you now, you have a man you still respect, and you now bring to the man. And the man just, out of the fact that, let him bury his father now, at least let him go and do his thing. Okay, go. God will query that man for telling you go. Not on everything, don't forget. Like I said, told you in Zionda offices that, no, when we say Jesus, they forsook all and they follow Jesus, when I ask you that, how are you to forsake all? How do you forsake all? How do you forsake all? It's you forsake all in what your disciple asks you to do. So if he sees either that this journey is not what, well, you might get your NYC, get everything, but you come back very useless. And if he says don't go, you should respect it. Why? Say ministry is priority. Say progressing on this path is priority. So in this series, God's Word, God's Action Series 2, we are going to study the law. The law in the next couple of chapters. Like in chapter 2 and the rest. Of course, I will skip some details, which I will come back to later, maybe in part 7, part 8. But today, we'll be studying the law. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Okay. So I give you 15 minutes break to stretch yourself very well. And you continue.